Thomas Alva Edison, Light's Golden Jubilee, by Edith A. Heal. Wizards and other workers of magic are supposed to have lived only in times of long ago, but here in our own country there lived a man, Thomas Edison, who was called the Wizard, and indeed he was a magic worker. The wizards of olden times worked their magic by rubbing lamps, waving wands, or some other trick. But Thomas Edison produced his wonders by long hours of hard, clear thinking and patient, careful work. The whole world has been made happier and more comfortable by his magic. The Golden Jubilee of 1929. The story of our country has been told by its postage stamps. Whenever an event of great importance happens, the government issues a stamp in honor of it. In 1929, a new 2-cent stamp appeared. At once, stamp collectors all over the world pasted this stamp in their albums. It stood for one of the most wonderful events in history, the invention of the electric light. Edison's first lamp, Electric Light's Golden Jubilee, 1879 to 1929, the printing on the stamp read, and on it was pictured a single bulb shedding rays like the sun. The Golden Jubilee was remembered in other ways besides that of the special stamp issue. On Monday, October 21st, 1929, a worldwide celebration was held, because a half century before, on that very date, a lamp as magic as Aladdin's was given to the world by Thomas Alva Edison. Everywhere showy displays of electric lights made known the Golden Jubilee. Men of faraway Argentina, China, Peru, Puerto Rico, and all European nations took part in the celebration. Every newspaper carried long articles on its front page. Some told of Mr. Edison. Others gave the story of the marvelous lamp. One showed in pictures the history of light, from the simple torch, stone lamp, metal lamp, oil lamp, and candle, up through kerosene and gas to the remarkable light that the great inventor had made with a glass bulb and a piece of cotton sewing thread.